talking about a year ago in LA Weekly, and he called it one of his favorite products, and he was really fabulous in it. And so we decided to re-engage and see if there was something we could collaborate on. So it's our Rosenbaum Rocket, which is our consumer press, about 10 inches high, and it weighs 11 pounds. It's got 1,500 pounds of force. It's an amazing product, but we wanted to really do something with Tommy that would be impactful. It's custom Tommy Chong artwork that is wrapped around the product, and then he has hand-signed every one of these.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Ryan Meyer and Fred Angelopoulos from Rosenbaum. Fred, nice to meet you. And Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Dan. Yeah, thanks for having us.
I've been looking forward to having you both on because Rosenbaum makes at-home rosin presses. And when you were on the show last spring, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. And we talked about how your sales were starting to ramp up because people were home, were stuck at home, and there was all the hobbyists were like, this is a cool idea. I have a little time off. Ryan, how long did that home hobbyist sale spike continue?
It's current. People, I think, have gotten used to what they've been doing this entire time. A lot of people are still at home. A lot of people still work from home. But not the greatest way of saying it, but it has helped sales because when people are at home, I think that they might consume more online, which the better part of that is that they're getting something good for themselves. They're getting something that will deliver good medication or recreation for them.
For people that missed Ryan last time, go back to episode 202. But a quick recap. The most common method of home extraction usually involves chemicals. How is Rosenbaum press different?
So we're different in the way that we don't use any chemicals. It's solventless. You have a pure organic process that will create essentially from what you're starting from to finish a pure organic rosin wax dab experience so that you have taste, you have flavor, you have the whole experience. It's much better. You don't necessarily have that burning in the back of the throat when you inhale. So from beginning to end, it's just an all-around better option.
Yeah. Fred, when we talked earlier, you were talking about how you bundle like everything necessary for the hobbyist to jump right into this. Maybe you can explain a little bit more about what's included when they purchase one of your units.
Yeah, as Ryan was saying, we started this really as the pandemic hit. Everyone was really stuck inside during the early stages of the lockdown. It's like enabling them to do this where they can make their own concentrates and extracts. Just having everything they need to store their flower, to keep it fresh, to be able to compress it in a way so they get the most out of their yield. We put a vape pen in there, a little dab rig in there. We put a lighter in there. We literally put everything that they needed so that they literally didn't have to leave their bedroom. And I think as Ryan was saying, this is big cultural shift now where companies are starting to see that people can be even more productive when they work from home because they can work all the time. And so you see this cultural shift of people doing more stuff at home. And people forget right before the pandemic was the vape scare, right? But literally that's all from toxins in the concentrate. And that has been our strategy and goal. And really our mission from day one is to make pure, clean, solventless, organic concentrates. There's no toxicities in there. It's very clean. We use the term from crop to countertop. If you have your own plants, now you control that whole environment. It's organically grown, organically pressed. And there's just so much that people have been able to do with the products during this time. We post a lot of that on our website. People are using a lot to extract CBD and CBG components for help with anxiety during the pandemic. So it's been really successful for us. And the fact that our technology is plug and play, it's the learning curve on how to use this is about 2 minutes, about the time it takes to do your first press. You plug it in, you put your flower in, you press the button, it comes up, it heats, it squishes, and you're going. So
there was a movement even before the pandemic with the home beer brewers and people making wine at home. And
yes.
So there's this hobbyist trend was already in motion. This just put it on hyperspeed.
Yep.
I think what's so cool is I just saw on your website that now you have the limited edition Tommy Chung rocket. Tell us about that.
Well, that's exciting, man. They're like, Ryan and I, we have big smiles on our face. We're just bringing that up. He's been an iconic guy in the industry and just really an amazing guy. And he did a review of our product about a year ago in the LA Weekly, and he called it one of his favorite products, and he was really fabulous in it. And so we decided to re-engage and see if there was something we could collaborate on. So it's our Rosenbaum rocket, which is our consumer press. It's about 10 inches high and it weighs 11 pounds. It's got 1500 pounds of force. It's an amazing product, but we wanted to really do something with Tommy that would be impactful. It's custom Tommy Chung artwork that is wrapped around the product. And then he has hand signed every one of these.
He's a legend and he's done so much for this industry. And plus, he's made so many sacrifices. Talk about a cool talking point. You have some buddies over at your house and you're like, hey, check this out. And you have your Tommy Chung limited edition with his signature on the side of it. That's pretty cool.
I want to go back to my old neighborhood and see my buddies that I used to hang out with and go, hey, I'm working with Tommy Chung, and watch the look in their faces. We spent hours of entertainment for us.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Most of our talk so far has been on equipment for home units, but I don't want to finish without talking about the professional units. Ryan, can you maybe tell us a little bit about the M60?
Of course. So the M60 is about 16 inches tall. So it's a little larger, weighs around 60 pounds, still portable, as in a single person could pick it up, move it, transport it, do what they need to do. Still operates on a single 3-prong plug, and it will smash around 14 grams at a time. The cool thing about that is that it's modular. You can add a machine as you go if you need more product and you're not getting enough out of one. You've got this large amount of product to smash, you can add a machine. So one guy literally can operate up to 6 machines at a time. It's an easy way to add on without having a huge initial cost up front.
And I think the economics of it are really something, because if you look at a CO2 extractor, that costs $120,000. And that can probably extract about 30 pounds a day. It's not organic. It needs a lot of training. It's dangerous. And one M60 could do about 7 to 8 pounds a day. So to Ryan's point, if you added 3, you could have the same output for around $6,000 versus $125,000 for this big canister that needs to be vented and all the precautions that need to go with it. So it's really something. Ryan developed something that we filed a patent on, and we understand that's being granted very shortly. It's been approved on this flow channel technology, where now when you're pressing with heat, and it's been a very binary process. That has been the thing that has kept mass growth of sort of heat press extraction, even though it's the cleanest and safest and the most economical. It's the fact that with extraction using chemicals and non-organic, you're throwing batches of flour in. But this flow channel technology allows the rosin to gather and flow through this channel and pour into these plates. So it's not this process of gathering material. It now doesn't become binary. It becomes continuous. And as Ryan said, you can have 3 or 4 set up, one operator goes down the line, and you're extracting as much, if not more, than you would from a very large CO2 extractor in a very safe way, safe for the end user, very economic. And so we're very excited about that. Sales for that have been growing significantly. And to your point about the crafts and artisanness, that's a huge part. We find people starting out and just wanting to make their own kind of extracts. And you can make your own hybrids now with a Rosenbaum press. You can take a CBD flower, mix it in with a THC or what have you. But we just see people, they become craftspeople. They become artisans, and then they really, they take a lot of pride in making this product and making it themselves in a clean and safe way. Yeah, we're super excited about it. The M60 is just really taking off. We see a lot of people who started out with a rocket moving to the M60 because they want to do more.
Their extended family.
Or they might be even local community suppliers just in their town, that kind of thing. So it's been very cool to see. And we really are pushing the flag for organic and solventless extraction. We think that's the future of this industry. It's clear that the economics of extracts are huge. They sell for a lot. They're small. Containers. So that industry is going to continue to grow. But the latest data we've seen is that the rosin industry is growing at about 40% more than the rest of the extract industry. And I think it's because rosin is purely extracted, no solvents.
I can't say this enough times, but that home hobbyist, I know that the professional units are going to be huge sellers, but the home hobbyist, there's been so much potential there. It's exponential growth. But I will say that I bet you, as soon as you mentioned that you have IP and that there's a potential patent coming, I'm sure every retail investor that listens to this show is just like perking up. And I have the ticker symbol in the show notes. I also have links to Rosenbaum in our show notes. So if you're interested in learning more or purchasing a unit, you can just click the links. Guys, I wish we had more time. We could really go deep into this stuff, but I appreciate you being on the show today. This was fun.
Oh, thank you, Dan. We appreciate the opportunity. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in while we break it all down.